Cody Walker's been sent to one of the best rehab specialists in the world. But here's the question. What if all that still doesn't solve the real problem? In this episode, I'm unpacking why reoccurring injuries keep happening even after the best rehab and what's often missing from the recovery plan. If you or your athletes are stuck in the same cycle, this might be the shift that finally breaks it. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Listen to a podcast this week, and they were saying that they're sending Cody Walker over to the US to work with the world-renowned Bill Knowles, I think his name is, who is fantastic for rehab of recurring injuries, persistent injuries. And Cody recently has been experiencing a lot of soft tissue injuries, particularly calves and calf muscles, and they're talking about being an old man injury. But what if they didn't have to spend all that money sending him to the US? What if they address the root cause of the these reoccurring injuries so that the injuries didn't reoccur, so that he could break that pattern and allow his body the ability to heal? Because what happens is that, and you probably experience this, where you've had something go wrong with your body and then it just keeps seeming to play up, or maybe it goes away for a while, maybe you just persist with it, maybe you tolerate it. For me, it was my back. I put up with that thing for ages, having to get up in the middle of the night to stretch, being uncomfortable. It would inhibit a whole lot of different physical activities. And then eventually it just went. So I tolerated it for 4 years, I reckon 5 years, before lifting my second child out of the car, and my back just said, nah, you're done. And I was literally laying on the floor, not being able to move. And that's because I had some issues there that I needed to relate, I needed to release, needed to talk about, needed to address. Backs are a lot about support, being supported, taking on loads that are too much for you. And then bringing it back to where Cody Walker's at. I mean, they've re-signed him, so that deal's done. There's a lot of people saying, oh, you know, maybe they shouldn't have. He's like getting on, he's 35, 36. They thought that, you know, maybe because he wasn't playing at the top level until he got to about 26, I think, that maybe he'd have more years, and all these different scenarios and thoughts. But they're not really looking at the real thing that needs addressing, and that's the root cause. And what I've learned about calf injuries is that they're, well, actually all injuries, stress and suppressed emotions. Men are really good at this. Well, women are too, but men in particular, they don't tend to deal with emotions. They got really good at suppressing them. They had it drummed into them from a young age. You would remember hearing those messages, like, don't be upset, don't cry, don't be angry. You might even repeat them to your children. I know I did. Until I learned that, actually, no, we just need to allow ourselves to feel emotions. And then in saying that, like, it's still difficult for, even though you're aware of that, to allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to allow emotions. Why do you reckon players express themselves so emotionally on the field, some more than others? Well, there's some that are more sensitive to emotions than others. And you look at Cody, for example, like, he's quite often extremely frustrated and angry looking on the field. Sometimes that fuels him. I know what that's like. It definitely fueled me when I was playing at different times. So back to calf muscles in particular, what I've found is that the suppressed emotion that most often shows up in those injuries is anger. And that makes sense, right? Now you see Cody playing and the fact that he's having reoccurring injuries in that place. He's a dad with kids. That's enough to make you angry at different times, because they can be trying and they can be relentless. And but they also tend to bring up unresolved stuff from our childhood, where maybe like a, again, I'm talking from experience as a sensitive kid, that, yeah, there was more emotion to come out than most. And if that was, you know, if he was taught to suppress him from a young age, then of course there's going to be a lot of that sitting there. And then if he's got a child who's particularly sensitive as well, which seems to happen, there's the repeating patterns, then that child's going to challenge him. And again, I'm talking from experience, having had that with my young fella. And I realized that he was picking a fight with me, not intentionally, just intuitively, as a young child under six does. And just having to teach him to go, no, mate, you don't have to pick a fight with me. I've got some emotions that I've got to deal with, but that's not for you to manage. And there's a whole, I won't bore you with the psychology of all of that, but if you just look at specifically around injuries and your own injuries, like what reoccurring injuries are you having? You've gone and got them rehabbed, great, but then maybe they're still not fully recovered. Maybe they have, and maybe you've built it up, and that is certainly a way that you can address issues. I mean, maybe you've had that experience where you felt really emotional when you've got to the other side of an injury, that you've been able to process whatever it was in the moment, but then maybe a year or two down the track, that injury comes back. So for you, yeah, like I said, yeah, look at whatever the injury is. Have a think about what that injury represents. If you want some more knowledge on that, you can research someone like Louise Hay, the book I've referenced before, The Body Keeps the Score. Just a quick Google search will help you, or a AI search will help you with what specific injuries mean. And then it's about addressing the root cause. And I just know this will be revolutionary in a professional sporting space, and I just continue to see it ignored, and particularly when they're talking in the media. Maybe some clubs are already doing this. None that I've heard of, and none successfully. And like, again, if this trip to the US was the be-all and end-all, then someone like Tom Trbojevic would be good by now, because he went and did that. But they even remodeled his running. He had to run differently, but he keeps getting injured. Suppressed emotions. That would be my best guess. Not because he's necessarily someone who's angry or sad or any. It's not saying that it's an issue with it. It's just that we all experience emotions and they need to come out. I remember Ivan Cleary talking about Tom Trbojevic, when he was talking about when Ivan was talking about connection and these players that create connection, and he said he was watching Tom Trbojevic come back, and then suddenly his brother started playing better, and all these other players in the team started performing better. And he goes, not only is he a great player, but he's one of those players that's able to bring a connection that empowers others and helps them play better. So he is that sort of sensitive, sensory soul that is impacted not only by his own suppressed emotions, but by the emotions of others. They tend to go together. So the one that tends to wear the brunt of it. You look at someone like Nathan Cleary, who's had repeated injuries, and you know, even leading up to Origin, suddenly the pressure was on for him to deliver. His partner Mitch Moses goes out, and suddenly it's, you know, he's the man. And even though he's got Luai coming in, he's played with him before, like it's an adjustment. So there's a stress there, there's a responsibility, and it's also someone like Payne Haas, who's been given these big raps and the pressure, and they both went into the game carrying niggles. They're the sensitive, sensory, emotionally intelligent player. And they tend to be really good at connecting people, but also can sometimes wear a lot of emotion and end up carrying the load, literally and then emotionally, and their body can't handle the stress. Mitch Moses, again, he seems to be that emotional barometer of the team. Someone in the past who's been well known for getting frustrated in games and wearing his heart in his sleeve, and they go hand in hand. But if you can learn to address that emotional baggage, then that changes. And my best guess is that Mitch has done some of that work because he's so much more calmer on the field, but maybe not enough because he's still getting repeated injuries. So before you go and get frustrated at, oh, I can't get any help from all of these different places that you've tried, then open your mind to a different way of looking at it. I've told the story before about the client I had a couple of years ago who had a hip injury, and she said to me, like, 6 to 12 months of rehab and nothing that would alleviate the pain. Hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars on massage, physio, all sorts of different things. And we had one session and the pain was gone and it never came back because we addressed the root cause. And it was related to something simple like her missing her grandfather who had been so important in her life when she was growing up. And for whatever reason, that memory or that missing him had been triggered by some scenario. And a lot of these things are happening subconscious level. We don't even realize it. And the hip was playing up. So address the chronic injury, yes, but also address the root cause and that will set you free and the reoccurring injury will not occur again. And yes, there may be other injuries if you're prone to that sort of thing, but that will be another cause that needs to be released. And what tends to happen is you keep going on this journey of more and more releasing and your body just getting stronger and more free. And that's something I will talk about on my next episode when I talk about my own experience and my very, what I thought was broken body and couldn't do different things and my road to recovery from that as well. See you next one. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.